Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Notice. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hi, everybody. Welcome, Block Talkers. So glad to have you with us. Many of you come from places far around the world. And then we, of course, have our Facebookers who are watching us streaming live on the Psychic Love Doctor show page on Facebook, of course. So if you feel like coming in there and joining us, we would love that. And we also have my esteemed co-host, Jim. I always said Jambo.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah. Jambo, Jimbo.
There's probably somebody out there named that.
Probably.
There's a guy at work named Jennifer.
And it's a girl?
No, it's a guy. I said a guy at work named Jennifer.
Oh,
I don't know him personally, but I've talked to him on the phone.
Oh, that is Jennifer?
Jennifer. I guess maybe they thought they were having a girl named Jennifer. Said, oh, it's a dude. Let's call it Jennifer.
What if your name was Jamie?
That's a big name.
Yeah,
Jamie.
For
lots
men.
Of Jamies. Men
and Lynn's. Lots of Lynn's.
My favorite are the people at work that have a first and last name that can be interchanged, like Alan Paul or something like that. It's like, sometimes you forget which one's the first name, which one's the last.
Well, and some people, unfortunately, get stuck with very bad names. For instance, many years ago, I lived in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. And while I was there, well, with a husband, we switched all of our insurance over to the insurance agent locally, and his name was Richard, but everybody called him Dick,
mm-hmm.
and his last name was Beaver.
That guy at work, Kenny Cox, named his kid Chase.
Get out of here.
And his wife's name was Anita.
Anita.
Can't make that stuff up.
Okay.
All right, we should probably get the show going, but just to let you folks know real quick, we think it's blown by.
I didn't even say my part yet.
No. Before we get started, real quick, this is totally, we're in storm mode here. So if all of a sudden we vanish, it means we lost power. So go ahead.
However, wouldn't we still be on the battery power?
No, because our internet would go down.
Oh, I didn't know it ran. I didn't know it run down electricity.
All our internet stuff's plugged into outlets.
Oh, that sucks, don't it?
And we don't have an UPS over there.
Yeah,
I had that at my place, an UPS.
I was on the phone chatting earlier, or actually doing some readings. I had to skedaddle and get off the air. I mean, get off, because we were in the midst of a tornado warning. And I'll tell you, it was black as night outside.
Well, you should have saw when I left Newport News.
Oh, I bet. Oh, my God.
It was, and that's when I first got the thing on my phone that said, tornado warning. I looked in the mirror and I was like, it was looking really bad. I was going to stop at the brewery and kill a little pile of traffic dead on, but there was no parking. I guess that was, that was the God, whoever you want to believe in, saying, Jim, you need to get going home. So there
yeah.
we go. Yep.
So it was really, really dark. Really scary, because we don't get that very often.
Yeah, believe it or not, it's weird. We're in a weird spot with the Chesapeake Bay, just a little to the south of us, same area. They get hammered more.
Catherine says they mentioned us on the weather channel a couple hours ago. I can believe it.
We got some hail.
And there was a tornado in a place called Surrey, Virginia.
Surrey or Suffolk?
No, sir. I thought it was Surrey.
I'm just asking. I don't know.
Surrey, Suffolk, what's
the
difference?
They're different. They are different. I'm just asking. Okay. And there was some they showed on, I go out, Virginia Beach, they were out at sea. They showed them on the radar. I said, those are probably tornadoes, but they're like 30 miles out
of
sea already.
Weren't those, what do they call them?
They call them like water spouts, but
yeah,
that's still just all they are, and they suck up water so you can see them real easily.
Well, look at Dr. Priya has a wonderful message for us, Jim.
What is it? Go to hell.
He says, I just want to share one thing with Deb and
Jim.
Sorry,
hello.
I got a job for a cancer center at Kite Pharma, and I feel like to take it.
They're going to take it. It's not up to my mark.
Yep, but it's a start.
Right. You know, this, when you take a job, it doesn't mean like you're signing your, you're not like signing your life, I have to work here till the end of times.
No, but it also gives you a leg up for finding another job.
And every once in a while,
yeah,
it can surprise you and you might actually like it, or you, or it opens up some door somewhere else within a company if it's a big enough of a company. So
sure,
it never hurts to take it. No big
sure
deal. And you get that thing called the paycheck, which always is nice.
Yeah, so I'll make sure we say something about it. But we got to first go to our phone line. She wants to know if she'll take the job. And when somebody comes in with some kind of groundbreaking news.
Oh, we're skipping rules again.
Sure we are.
Roger that.
Well, we're just going to call this.
Call this no rules every day.
All right. For those of you that maybe aren't quite up to speed with us, I'm using an ordinary deck of playing cards, which I am right now showing to our Facebook. Block Talker will have to work. I have a feeling you won't have trouble with that. So bear in mind, we are not talking tarot, oracle, or any of the other wonderful systems that are out there. This system is what my grandmother taught me all those years ago. And of course, there are other methods out there to, you know, that are similar as far as using playing cards. But I find this method is far more dynamic than any I've ever seen before. And it is a life changer. It enables us to see the future and decide, do we want to go with what we see? Do we want to improve it? And oh, how about these individuals that are in our lives? What really makes them tick? And how do they really feel? Oh, yeah, we can tap into all of that. All right, so I'm going to also use a full 24-card layout when I am taking your calls. So just bear in mind, give me a minute or so to get the cards laid out. But Jim can enlighten you with some talk or song.
Yeah, boy, well, you don't want the latter of that. I want to remind you folks that this show is for informational and educational purposes only. I also want to remind you folks that I speak to all of you, blog talkers and Facebookers. If you are international, let me know, and I will give you live international shout-outs at any time during the show when there's gaps and openings, but we have one right now because that's the beginning. And let me scroll up and see who we got here. I know we got a bunch of folks. We got Sophia, who's in Sweden. Let's see who else we got. I know we got Dr. Priya, who is in Denmark, right?
Yes, sir.
And I think...
No, she's in the Netherlands.
Netherlands. Dang, nabbit. What? You know what? That was some crossword puzzle I did with Mancer. That's why that jumped. It was, really, yeah. And it was 2 days ago, so that, God knows how my brain works. And then we have Rachel in Australia, and I believe I've hit all the international folks right now. There'll be more to come, of course. That's what we like. And I will now get back to the important things. They are important because it's communication. 515-602-9676. That's the number you have to call in. And
Holland or Netherlands, it's the same.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Well, it's good to know. I didn't know that. I thought they were different, you know, locations altogether.
Anything else in life pressing
I
need to know right while I'm talking?
Well, it's fine.
You can Google anything you want on this planet. All right. We'll start from scratch. Calling in 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. We got a hold system, a queue that'll tell you you can listen to the show while you wait. And it's a true statement. I always try... 99% of the time I test it to make sure everything's cool. Everything's cool. And if you don't hear a show ever, hang up, call back. That's easy. Or if you do hear a show, all of a sudden it goes away, hang up, call back. I make my own little list here. And if you've been in the queue and you hang up, something happens, you got to call back. You're not going to the back of the line because it ain't your fault. It ain't your fault. It's Mother Nature, the internet gods, internet, more like the internet demons. I don't think they're gods. And stuff like that. Facebook, too, they're definitely not gods. And we'll take care of you there when you call back. Facebookers, you know the deal. It's primarily a call-in show. We try to, the best the rule we can do to work you guys folks in.
Yeah.
That's not anybody's card yet because
no,
they haven't shuffled
and
done that. Oh, that's a good one, though. I
yeah.
like it.
And I have a thing I want to say before you go to the calls.
Okay, well, I got a long, long time to go. Not a long time, I'm just kidding. Facebookers, you know, we'll get to you. We'll announce you. We don't.
Steven, yeah.
If we had a hold system, we'd have you line up right now. It'd be cool, but they don't do that for free software like that. So you got to wait until we tell you to pull the trigger. And when you pull the trigger, you'll be pulling it on a audio or video chat to Deborah Lee, not to the Psych Love Show. And you can never try to jump the gun and guess, because if you call and we're not ready, we've got to hang up on you. You're not going to get banned, but we got to hang up on you, and that's the deal there. And tonight is...
Yeah!
Rebel card, no angels, no. Nobody's going to sprinkle glitter on your fanny here. This, you might get a boot in your butt. It's going to be, but there's still going to be a positive message typically, or a message to sometimes maybe like sometimes your friend maybe have to give you a slap to snap you out of it. Might be that kind of a message, snap you out of your funk. And sometimes we need to get snapped out of our funk, you know? And if the word that almost sounds like a bad word, but it isn't. Catherine, earlier, it's funny, I got to mention this right now before Deborah takes over. She has to do some more talking, she said. Well, anyway, when you hear the rebel card, it's like the harps. Deb's reading's done. So as you hear that, yeehaw, and it's my turn to give you a rebel card reading. Don't, we do lots of shows. You don't need to, you can write it down. If you think I got burning questions, I'll write them down for the next show. All right. Catherine, you were typing a couple times about, I think, cupcake flavors and stuff, and for some reason, two paragraphs got hid automatically.
Oh,
Facebook,
yeah.
No, it's not a big deal. I can unhide them, and I did. So Facebook, there was some keyword in there that it didn't like, and I read everything, and there was nothing.
Banana?
Yeah, I was wondering if it was the banana.
That's crazy.
Catherine, type, I like bananas. I want to see if it tries to hide it. When you, it's going to be a 20, 30-second delay, and you can do your spiel now.
Oh,
before we go to the next caller.
All right, I just want to mention to everybody, please know that we try to get to as many as we can, but no one is really guaranteed a reading when you're waiting on the phone. You know, we provide other entertainment. We would love to chit-chat with you.
That's it.
It is banana.
Banana. What a bunch of idiots, Facebook.
Well,
remember, it's not a human. Yep, and I unhide it. So then
that's unbelievable.
Oh yeah, that's that's it. You don't know, it's it. You can stop typing now. That's the keyword that it didn't like. That's funny.
So bear that in mind. We'll get the sooner you get on the queue for the show. Like I guess we'll start taking callers at quarter to the hour of 7.
What are you talking about?
I'm telling you, nobody's guaranteed. Getting a reading.
Nobody's guaranteed anything. It's a free show.
We do as much as we can. Well, but
we could be jackwads and sit here and just start talking and telling stand-up jokes and never take a call.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't do that to you, but we can because we didn't sign a contract and you guys are sending us hundreds of dollars every show we do. So if I was getting paid, I'd be your bitch. I'd be obligated to do it. I would be working for you if you paid me. And then I'd say, hey, you're the boss. I got to do what you say. But you're not. All right.
I'm not even the boss, and it's my show.
There's no boss. That's like I think the internet controls us, I believe.
Internet?
Yeah, we're Facebook and Block Talker kind of run us. We are their bitches.
We're lucky to be here because for months I was blocked on the Psychic Love Doctor show page. Not my personal page, remember?
I know what you're talking about, yes.
I said the wrong author of a short little meme. It wasn't even my meme. I just forwarded it, but I knew that the author was wrong. But I thought, who's going to notice that? Oh, they did. And I was on restriction.
One of the dumbest blocks ever.
For like 9 months.
Yep. One of that was one of the dumbest things ever. And it wasn't like... She copied some hate speech. It was inspirational.
No, it was Martin Luther King.
It was a good message. Yeah. Even if the quote was made of some fictitious person, who cares? It was a good message. It was dumb.
So it was
dumb.
So we didn't do the show on that page then for that time.
I think we were doing Deborah Lee for quite a long time. Quite a long time.
All right, let's get busy.
There was something else I was going to mention, and it just went.
Yeah, which would be in case we lose power, we have bad weather.
I bet we talked
around
about it already.
But some are new.
Wait a minute, you're right, it is that. It might have been something related to that, but it is what it is.
So if we go dark, you'll know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was going to say, Norfolk, they said a whole bunch of folks are without power. But right now, look outside. It's already lightened up, so it's on its way out here. Right where we are, it's on its way out.
And oh, the hailstorm we had.
Yeah, it was, you know what, though, when you think about it, it wasn't that big of a deal, but we hardly ever get it. So it's a big deal for us.
My youngest son, who's like 28, 30, somewhere in there, he jumped off his video game and went running to his truck and went driving around to help people that were stranded out. Being bombarded by this hail. A lot of people walk here. They catch buses and then they have to walk. There's no shelter. So I can't imagine anybody wouldn't let a lady get up on their porch while it's hailing, you know.
Well, even before the hail came down, the weather was so horrible, you were already taking shelter. It was freaking crazy-ass wind. The rain was smoking down. It was horizontal rain. You were not just strolling around before the... You were already ducking for shelter long before the hail came down.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
The wind was...
Yeah, it was just terrible.
Wicked. But, I mean, I thought that was very thoughtful. You think of the generation of... Yeah.
And it wasn't like big hail. It was like...
Grape size.
Half an inch.
Yeah.
Half-inch diameter, which would be about...
But it was... Huge.
1.27 centimeters for you metric folks. Half inch.
And he went out and did that. And he said everybody he picked up wanted to pay him. And he said, nah, it's just my good deed for the day. You have...
Laura! International shout out to Laura from Canada.
And you've also got Leanne.
I don't know where Leanne's from.
Leanne is from... Where did I see her?
I don't even see Leanne.
Wait a minute. I see her. Leanne McAvoy Hall.
Okay.
She lives in Halifax, West Yorkshire.
You got to tell me where you're from.
If I'm saying it right.
I think that's the UK.
And boy, I'll tell you, Leanne, looking at your picture, I sure hope Austin knows how lucky he is.
She's from England. International shout out to Leanne from England.
And she is stunningly beautiful.
What I want to know is, she's the only UK person here right now, which is what's saddened, is yesterday my little internet thing told me that it was beer day in Britain. And I want to know why all the UK folks didn't tell me about that. Apparently that's been, tradition was going on for a long time.
Yeah, especially like
June 15th is beer day. And they said it goes back to celebrating way back, like 800-900 years when they signed that Magna Carta thing.
Okay. Magna Carta. Yeah, and do you all understand about that?
They do.
I know we had
class on it
years ago.
It's their country. That would be their history.
Okay.
I'm sure they get taught that.
As a gift for you, Dr. Priya, since you are getting really sleepy and you need to go to bed because you have a new job to attend to now, I'm going to take a quick look for you and see what you might need. She's already accepted the job. So we're going to take a look. You know, these cards are amazing at telling you what the atmosphere is going to be like at that new job. You know, sometimes it's important to know, you know, what you're walking into, what the politics are like, et cetera. Let's see what's going to happen there. By the way, I have to tell you that I feel personally that you taking a job at a cancer center seems like a very noble undertaking to me.
I agree with Rachel.
That?
She says, well, I mean, I'm not there, but there's places here like that, not the whole country like that. Every day is beer day. She says, in Australia, every day is beer day.
Oh, I'm sure it is. What is the beer again?
Don't say that.
Foster's? Or?
That's the one that, I bet you that isn't their beer. I bet you they don't.
Really?
Well, and a lot of times also, you got to remember now, a lot of times, even if it is, what we get over here is not what they get over there.
No.
They're not putting that shit on a boat and bringing it over here. A lot of times they'll contract another breweries out and they'll make it to their recipe. But what you lack is the actual water from the place, you know, like Guinness.
Oh, they do that
Guinness,
too?
Guinness will, there's places here that will make Guinness, but you know what?
Yeah.
They're not using the same water. There's different minerals, different.
So it really isn't the same.
It is not the same. Okay, all right,
Dr. Priya, for you, so you can go night-night. I want to say I think you're going to surprise yourself. I think you're going to like working there at least as a first step. Okay, it's going to get you established. It gets your foot in the door. And also, it's so much better to look for additional, you know, like a new position when you already have one. Prevents you from being, you know, an unknown quotient, I guess. So I think you're going to like it. There's a really nice family atmosphere there. Okay. So, and a very active rumored grapevine with gossip. I guess that's what they call it, the gossip grapevine. But if I were you, be Switzerland. Okay. Just be Switzerland. Don't get involved.
That's like any new job. You always should.
Wait till you see the lay of the land.
The worst thing is the new people that come in and they try to throw their weight around like they know everything, 99% of people automatically hate them when they do that. You don't want to be that person.
Yeah, remember, they're sizing you up as you are them. And it's kind of like a new job is like breaking into a clique, you know. I noticed that very much joining the military as I did. It's very cliquey. You have to allow them time to accept you. But you're going to do fine. You are absolutely going to do fine. I think this will be a very rewarding undertaking for you. So good luck to you, my dear, and go get your rest. Sweet dreams.
Indeed.
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 All right,
blog talk folks that have been on hold for 15, almost 40 minutes-ish.
We're going to get this party started. Bring it.
I apologize, folks.
Oh, and we don't even have our special one.
We talked about that.
Yeah, I got
probably.
It.
All right, 651. That buyer's in Minnesota, 651. You're the first caller.
Minnesota.
Of course,
how
I had
doing?
To say it in accent. They never speak
in
Minnesota. All right, 651, are you there?
Hello, it's Christiana. Hi.
It is Christiana. Hey, it's been a while.
Hello, darling. How are you doing?
We thought it was.
I'm all right. I just have a question about I'm starting a new medication, and it's supposed to help me lose weight. I'm just wondering what you see in the cards as far as me getting more balanced kind of mind, body, soul, and losing like a big chunk of weight.
Okay. Well, so you want to know if it'll be effective?
Yeah. And the energy is like surrounding it and stuff.
I think I can do that. It's not really a diagnosis or anything like that.
Yeah, and you're going to let her know if she's going to be happy with an outcome. Remember, we talked about
that first.
People talking about legal stuff, medical stuff. You could be talking about technical engineering, electrical stuff. You know, am I going to be happy with my house's new wiring system? Am I going to like this new 2D5W thingamabobber? It's like, all I can tell you is you'll be happy with the outcome.
Well, have you, any of you
or
read,
not.
Like in the scandal sheets? This was even in, I believe, People magazine. You know what a lot of the celebrity women are doing to lose weight? They're getting prescriptions for, I believe it's Ozempic. You know, the
Ozempic.
Ozempic.
Yeah.
Is this that? Which one is? Isn't that the one for diabetes?
Different. Yeah, I have diabetes, so it's called Victoza.
Oh, I've seen the commercial for that one, too.
Yeah, I've got to give them great names.
But these women don't have diabetes. They just want to stay all nice and trim. And you know who called them out? Oh, what's her name? That chick. She was in that movie Trainwreck. She's a comedian.
No clue. Never heard of
she
even a movie called Trainwreck.
She claims she's in size, too.
Okay. I've never even heard of a movie called Trainwreck. I've seen a lot of movies that were train wrecks, but I've never heard a movie that was titled train wreck.
One of our experts out here must know. Amy.
Amy. Oh, yeah, I know.
Come on,
Schumer?
Yes.
What is it?
Amy Schumer.
She called them all out, and I'll bet you they're like, oh, she's a biatch. Because she said, come on, all of you. I know what you're doing. You're getting prescriptions for Ozempic. And she said she tried it and skipped it. Because she didn't like it.
Well, she's not in a big hurry to get skinny. So.
Yeah.
So why should she? She's getting good jobs on the internet. I mean, on the Hollywood, so who cares?
Oh, yeah. She's fine.
She's,
no,
yeah,
for you,
she's a comedian. I can do stuff like that.
You may need to get this drug tweaked a little bit. So if it isn't sitting right with you, don't be afraid to, you know, get it adjusted. As my doctor told me some time ago, medication is very... I just had the word. It's very subjective, like, depending on the person.
That was the word I was going to say.
Was
for once.
Yeah.
Every 10 years, we get on the same wavelength and get the same word. But that, now it's gone. You guys will never see that again now for another 10 years.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. So that's, excuse me. You got me all choked up here. Yes, that's what I'm seeing is that you may have to get it tweaked. Just a little bit tweaked.
Okay.
So... and they know that. Usually when you, at least when I get a new drug, they say, give us a call in a couple days.
And sometimes there's another one they'll add to it depending on the side effect. It all, you know, it's a pill world. But you know what? There is better living through pills sometimes. You know, it's not that bad of a life. All right, Deb, you still waiting on that out?
That's what I have to tell her, that I think she'll need to get it looked at a little bit. I'm looking around. Hey, when you go places and you're out around people, please keep an eye on your belongings. Like if you carry a purse, pocketbook, you know, some women just carry like I have a phone. I have, what is that, a wallet?
It's a phone combination phone wallet, which has got everything in there. ID.
My whole life is in there.
And the phone fits in there.
Yeah.
That's very common.
So keep your eye on stuff. It looks like you could be going somewhere having a very good time. But
that's
back,
not good.
Okay.
No. And the thing is, back in my day, women, when they were going to go out, would carry a clutch purse.
Yeah. It's the going out purse. It's the tiniest little thing on her head, the bare necessities, right?
So, like, if you're going to dance with somebody, you can put your arms around them and put the purse up behind their back.
It had, like, just a very few basic things you needed.
Like, if you smoked cigarettes, your wallet, or ID.
We had to have it, not even your wallet, usually. It's like you picked out a couple of things out of your wallet to put in there,
yeah,
right? Like an ID.
Definitely.
An ID and maybe one credit card if you needed it, and maybe a whole bunch of condoms if you're going to a gangbang or something like that. You know, things like that.
You know, I would expect them to provide that.
Well, but you never should assume. Right? You're bloody well. Right. All right, here we go.
Yeah! All right, here you go.
All right, here's your RoboCard. Now, this is interesting because the subject is a symbol, and it's a lightning bolt. And it says, figure shit out on your own. Now, this could have nothing to do with what we talked about. This might have nothing to do with what we talked about. Remember that when you get any of these angels or RoboCards. So, could be something else puzzling you, pissing you off, and you might say, you know what, figure shit out on your own. Probably not about this.
No.
Okay.
Well,
thank you
got to
you
file
for
all these. Yeah. Well, thank
sure,
you.
Hon.
Thank you for holding forever. And
yes.
Go Vikings. All right. Well, she's right there in that area with her.
Do they have a baseball team?
Yeah. Or right now, that's all. The Twins.
Oh, they're still Twins. I thought they moved.
No. The only team that moved out of there was before my time. It was the Minneapolis Lakers. They moved to L.A. to become the Los Angeles Lakers, which is hilarious. They kept the name. Los Angeles Lakers. Yeah, go out to L.A. and see how many goddamn lakes you find. But they kept the name. It is what they kept the colors, the purple, you know, the Minnesota purple and gold. That's where they kept it from.
Oh.
And then the North Stars, yeah. Minnesota North Stars, moved to Dallas and became the Dallas Stars.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Well, here's an interesting fact about the land of 10,000 lakes. When you go in these lakes, often it's very slippery. So you have to take care when you're walking. And do you want to know what the slipperiness is?
Well,
you know?
It depends on the lake.
It's loon poo-poo.
It depends on the lake. I have never been to one of those lakes. So I don't know where she went.
Oh,
but there's so many. I even forget the names. There's so many. What lake do you go to? I don't remember. It could have been Fish Lake. Leech, there's a lake called Leech Lake, which I never found to me.
I bet it's full of leeches.
It really, where I was on, it wasn't, you know, but yeah. And like Fish Lake, I'll tell you, Fish Lake didn't have shit for fish back in my days because it was fished out.
I thought that Leech Lake was on the reservation.
No, I'm pretty sure it wasn't. I'm pretty sure Leech Lake, I could be wrong. There's so many goddamn lakes.
Yeah.
There. Which is funny because we are like a drop in the bucket compared to Canadian provinces. They laugh at saying we have 10,000 lakes. Like, Ontario, rules. You got 10,000. They're giggling because Minnesota has 10,000 lakes. They're like, yeah, right. And Ontario's got like, boom. Canada has, the whole country's got millions. But it is a big-ass country.
Surprisingly. I guess not. Catherine.
Times have, well, you know, they used to stock. There was a lot of stocking going on. We used to go actually play around at one of those fish hatchery places as kids. They're kind of cool, and we didn't do anything wrong, so they didn't chase us out. We didn't screw the fish or anything like that. But they have it, and then once they get big enough, they go. They release them into the lakes, and then, and then they're very strict because you can only catch fish after a certain size because you know you don't catch baby fish. What the hell's wrong with you?
No, you've got to. It's catch and release.
And you're not supposed to, if you catch a pregnant fish, a female pregnant fish, but put that bitch back in because it's going to make more fish.
My late husband used to catch a small fish. He'd take it off the hook and he'd go kiss it and say, go get your mother or go get your brother and throw it back. That was his little game. All right, let's move along.
We shall do because we're moving at a snail's pace.
Yes, we are.
But it is a foot snail's pace. All right, let's see. I already got the next one lined up. We're going to area code 334, which is Alabama 334. Welcome to the show.
Hello there.
Hi.
Who's with us? Your name? Yeah, your name?
Shakira. Shakira.
Have we heard from you before?
Shakira.
You have called, right?
I don't remember calling. If I did, it was a long time ago.
Okay, well,
pump up the volume, first of all.
Glad you're here now.
And you seem to be the first caller, so you kind of got a feel for, you know, you're here, you're new, so you got to give us a little background on, that'll help you. You're going to ask a couple questions right now if you want about anything, and give us a little background on it. And then the floor is yours. Anything's open. You can ask them anything.
Oh, I can ask the question now?
Yeah, what would you like to know?
Well, absolutely. I'm sorry. The floor is yours. I apologize.
I just want to, I'm single, and I wanted to know if you've seen Love.
The love reading. Okay, now, since you're a new person, you got to give us background on your love life.
A little bit.
Relationship history, recent, and where you're at type stuff real quick.
Well, I'm single, and I was in a long-term relationship, but it wasn't a good one.
Okay. And how recently
real
did
love
you...
because...
Yeah, go ahead.
How recently did you get out of that long-term relationship? How long was that since you broke up?
Oh, that was 17 years. We haven't been together since 2016, but I was in another relationship, and we was on and off for a few years, but we've been broke up.
Okay.
Still in communication. Yeah.
So
you have no irons in the fire right now, right?
Is there somebody you think of?
Or is there somebody that's caught your eye?
Okay.
No, the question just is, is real love going to find me? If not, you know, do I just have to settle? That's pretty much all I want to know.
Can I ask you a question? You don't have to tell me. How old-ish are you? You don't have to give me an exact age.
I'm over 30.
Oh, women, you know what? Yeah, and they think their life's about to end, don't they? You know what? Even if there's love not even on the immediate radar scope, it doesn't mean you're never going to find love. You're over 30. Unless you're really being coy and you're actually 95 and you're saying, well, I'm over 30, which is a true statement. But if you're over 30, you haven't hit, even if you hit your 40s, there's a lot. 40s, 50s, you can't think like that. Even if you,
here's what you need
even
to
if
do.
You're in a dry spell, it means nothing.
You need to shift your focus where you consider the fact that you've had X number of time to be single without every loser in town finding you and making your life miserable. So you've had a lot of time just to, you know, take care of you, focus on you. And I know a lot of people don't like this. I will often have to say, when the time is right, that person meant for you will come into your life. And I'm looking for him right now. Let's see what we've got.
I am swearing at the computer, not our caller.
You know, I see in your cards, hon, that you've not had an easy time, concerning relationships.
And her last couple, she said, were not good.
Yeah, and there may be a sense of disillusionment on your part.
You feel like you don't want to play the game anymore when you have a couple bad things happen.
But you know what? The right person's going to come away and will be able to blow that like dust out of your life. And you will have that happy, loving feeling. You'll have that, You know, it'll feel right because it is right. Right now I'm seeing that you have two men in your life or coming to your life. One live close to you. He could be a lot of fun. I feel this is somebody you might meet through, on the internet.
Okay, so be like social media type thing.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say. Yeah, social media.
Not a physical run-in.
No, I think this is going to be, this could be. You could get him offline.
No, but I mean the initial meeting wouldn't be, right?
Yes, here's the thing. He isn't your one. He isn't your number one. But what he is a door opener for you. So he's the guy that will help you get your feet wet again, start feeling like a real, seductive, sexy lady again. But he's just meant to open the door. And then for another man to
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all.
There's nothing wrong. Not every relationship has to be a forever relationship.
No, the one that I feel that is right now, look, he's wishing you were in his life right now and you haven't met, but he's out there telling his friends and family, I'm never going to meet the right one.
Kind of like what she's feeling.
Yes, are at opposite ends of like the...
You're the same but different.
Yeah.
Like Elvis would say.
He's telling them, I'm going to have to live my life alone. And he's just crying big crocodile tears.
Singing the blues.
Yes. But once he meets, you're going to knock his socks off and he's going to knock yours.
You know, I wonder where that term came from, but just keep going. We'll talk about that another day. I wonder if that's...
I want to know why we can't meet right now.
Well
because baby Mother Nature aren't your... You can't control them. They control us.
He comes in his own best way in time.
Yeah, and none of us have to like what life deals us. We just got to work with it.
And I got to tell you, he is the same. He's represented by the same base card as my late husband. He's a king of hearts. And that indicates to me that he's mature, but he's really full of heart. These people that are indicated to be represented by hearts in the deck are excellent caregivers. He would nurse you when you've got a case of the flu. You know, he's very giving. In fact, his love language is giving. So, yes, he would often come to see you, and behind his back, he'll have flowers. Or my mine used to sometimes bring me stuffed animals. And the thing is, my husband was actually a lover of stuffed teddy bears. So when he'd bring me a stuffed teddy bear, I knew it was really for his collection. But I thought that was kind of cute. And you won't believe this, but I feel that this is rightly going to be the man of her heart. I see a wedding here, marriage, or a relationship.
For the second guy, right, that might come up after the first guy. Okay?
Yeah.
So patience is going to be your word, and you probably don't like that word.
Because
you've
already
have been very patient already.
Yeah, none of us do. Yeah.
You know what? If you've already waited, it's like, why not wait more, you know? Plus, what else?
Yeah.
What the hell else are you going to do anyway? What else are you going to do?
You could go and run around and pick up anybody.
Or are you going to, go and transform to another universe? This is the life you got. You got to wait. Just make the best of it. And when it comes along, you'd be like, hey, that was worth the wait.
Yeah.
Bada bing.
So I do have a question about that then. The guy that you said is supposed to open, do I need to be open to him? Or will that, if I don't be open to him,
Yeah, I think it's going to be a very nice friendship with a lot of, like, flirty, funny talk, the first guy. I just am not seeing that this is going to go anywhere.
I think she's not saying that you have to sit there and sit down and analyze.
Yeah.
You're going to want to be with that person. She's just thinking, you might even think that this is going to be that forever person. She's just saying, it probably isn't. But you're going to go with it, and then it is going to do what it does, and you might even feel a little sad when that ends, but
You'll end it.
Or she might be sick of it saying, this is going nowhere. We're just playing footsie or something, but whatever.
Yeah, it's just the door opener, the temporary thing.
Yeah, it's going to bring your spirits back up because you've been so down and negative, and glass is very empty.
And I got to tell you, these cards believe in love at first sight. They really do.
Do you believe in magic?
So it isn't just a thing in the movies. It really happens.
All right, go ahead.
All right. So, darling, I think you should keep calling
us. Thank you.
So we could check on him and see how things are going. Yeah! You're welcome.
You should. And it's Friday.
Thank you both so much.
Oh, you're not done yet.
Wait now.
Your first call is on a Friday. Every other show we do, you get a nice happy angel card. Tonight is Rebel Card Friday, and it might not make you feel so good all the time. It's the subject of your card is shame, regret, and guilt. Those are just bullshit. Forgive. Let that shit go. And that could be, if it's your first caller, you might have so many things in your past that maybe you need to forgive and let go. We can't speak of it. You'll have to think about that card. That's all.
Yes,
so, So let that shit go there, sweetness. All right.
Okay.
All right. Take care.
Okay, thank you.
Call us again.
Yes, we appreciate you. You do not have to be a stranger. We do many a show.
And Rachel is saying in the Facebook chat, she is saying, Jim, I know you're busy, but I thought of you and wondered how did your spiritual mind open up? You're very intuitive for a man.
I actually don't have a spiritual mind. You know that.
Well, what do you got? Nuts and bolts or what?
I guess I have like a combination of things. I believe that there's some people are all in on one thing and all in on the other. I'm kind of like everything's a little bit true. The spiritual stuff's a little bit true. The science stuff's a little bit true. People don't want to mix those things. You know, some people are so spiritual, they don't, all that science stuff's bullshit. It's like, well, you know, everything's got a little bit of truth to it. You know, like the Bible. The Bible itself.
That's very true.
A little bit of truth, but not always.
Consider that attraction is chemical in many ways. And chemical relates to science.
It's the mother nature. Somebody sees somebody, the brain starts triggering all these little hormones and thoughts. I mean, and we didn't design that brain. I didn't program my brain to do that.
No, we're like a sweet little doe who's trying to pick out the best buck in the bunch. So we don't go for just anyone.
All right. Well, keep talking while I kick this piece of crap to the curb.
Why do they think they can keep doing it?
I hate when I swing and a miss on the mic.
For those of you that are just looking in, why don't you pop and join us?
We got 703. We're coming up on next. Stand by, 703. I just got a I got to deal with a jackwad. And I'd like to say more, but then we'd be banned forever. So I'll just leave it at jackwad. Yes, indeed, I shall.
Well, maybe, Sophia, but it sounds like a big job.
All right, here we go. Right, I dealt with this person
yeah,
that was trying to poach you,
Catherine,
folks.
Catherine, you're right.
All right, here we go. And we're going to a very familiar area code, 703. It's in our very own Commonwealth of Virginia.
Speak to us.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I don't know. I'm a little perplexed. I'm ready to quit this job, but they want me to do a different job, different time, and I don't even know how to do this job because I've never been trained. They're just like, oh, here, Monday you're going to do this job now because Ashley's leaving, so now it's your job. I don't even know how to do that job. You just going to throw me in there and ask me to do it.
A lot of places don't.
Then when I first went to the shipyard, there was 0% of any kind of training or anything. There was nothing in place for new people.
Wow.
It was nice of the people that were around you that had been there for a long time to kind of help you along, but there was nothing officially in place.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know. We'll see how it goes on Monday. I think I'm just quitting. I mean, I had my interview yesterday when you said was good. She goes, I think they'll offer you the job, but they're still in the middle of the process. But then I had an interview today. So I don't know if you think one of those, any of these two will come through or I just want to quit this one.
I am looking at somebody said hello to Suzanne. Some of these folks can see people. If Suzanne's here from Scotland, international shout out.
Yeah, I guess she. I don't see her either.
I have a question. Now I'm going to do it verbally real quick. I wish we had all of our full slate of people from UK.
Yeah.
But we have this debate at work today. Norfolk, Virginia. Obviously, the folks that came from the land of the Brits started naming a lot of cities after the cities that they came from. Everybody here says you're supposed to pronounce it Norfolk. I'm thinking, I don't think you Brits pronounce that like that. I want to know how you folks say it's supposed to be pronounced.
Don't they have a Norfolk over there?
Norfolk?
Shot right over it. That's why I'm asking them.
Yeah.
Because they have that, and I want to know how they pronounce it.
Mm.
Because
don't you pronounce it here, Norfolk?
Here they say, like, Norfolk. Norfolk. Like we live in freaking like Jersey and New York or some shit like
No,
that.
It's Norfolk.
Norfolk.
To me, it is Norfolk.
Yeah. Like Suffolk.
Right.
Also.
But they want it down here because we live in Virginia and there's hicks out there that chew on weeds and chase cows or whatever. For I think that people here are trying to pronounce it like a Shinobi, but I want to ask my UK folks because that's they know. All right, back to your reading.
Well, the cards say make sure you have enough money to last you if you decide to throw in the towel.
That there's the
with
problem.
With those people. Now, seems really
very scary.
Really unwise of them to throw you into a job, you know, like that.
Yeah, many employers do unwise things.
Trouble is that could really screw things up for them.
Yep.
You know, so what I see here is that if you have enough to get by, quit and take a job. Or this will open you up to be able to spend your days out there looking for a job.
Mm.
So, but I'm not necessarily seeing that these two. I thought the last one would turn out for you. They seem like they can't make up their mind what they want. And that's something I see a lot in people looking for work. They're interviewing with places that are kind of like, well, we don't know. You know, we need somebody to go to do, you know, Lisa's old job or Bob's old job, but we don't know, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
I know what you're saying. Yeah, a lot of companies, they don't think that's important because that's why they're not that successful.
Well, I'll tell you what. You go in there Monday and you see how you get handled And I think you might even use a bad word, because I see it right here where you might say, I'm done with this shit.
Oh, oh yeah. You're not wrong. Yeah. You are not wrong, because I'm going to be like, I'm walking out, bye. I'm not coming back.
Yeah, I think that it is not to your benefit. You're not going to be qualified. And any mistakes that happen, you know, you never know how they might think you're responsible without any kind of background for yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I will support you if you decide to quit. And then take a page like from Dr. Priya here, who took this job. She was the first one I gave a reading to. She took a job at the cancer center. It's not exactly what she wants, but it is going to help her go forward. So that is what my advice is going to be to you. But you have to decide, first of all, right up on top here, which is kind of a critical designation. It worries me that you could become really a nervous wreck, let's put it that way. High anxiety, nervousness, issues with your health, stress from this job that you're in. So,
yeah, it's terrible.
You know, so if you can afford it, take that leap. And I think
I can't. You know, I have money in my savings. I don't want to dip into it. I'm trying not to do that. So I'm trying to just, you know, we'll see. If we'll see on Monday. Like I said, we'll see on Monday how it goes. Because now I have to work 9 to 5:30, which is, yeah, ridiculous.
I wonder if you're kind of like the whipping boy in that organization.
Yes, that's exactly. That's exactly right. Oh, Angie will do this. Angie will do this. She'll do this. Here, what are you going to do this? When are you going to do that? And I'm like, yeah, basically we're just throwing at you. You're going to do this without even saying, hey, by the way, no, you're just going to do this.
Why don't you talk to HR? If you have, is there one there? Isn't that the one that?
There is HR, yeah.
Yeah, I don't feel right about this for you. It feels like harassment. What do you think, Jim?
Yeah,
I say Norfolk is the proper way to say that word.
Norfolk.
Totally going out to. I can't go back to her.
Is that what they're saying?
No, just go back to you. I was not involved in this, so I have no opinion. I'm sorry.
I said I feel like what she's going through is harassment.
Fine line. Call something like that harassment. A good company makes sure that there is no fine line. They don't want any fine lines. Fine lines can lead to lawsuits and money, so most places have great things in place to prevent anybody even thinking about that. But not all companies are like that.
You know, if you feel the time is right, remember you have an ace up your sleeve, because you could go to them and talk to them and, you know, you could say, you know, I'm sorry, but something here doesn't feel right, and I'm wondering if I should get advice from and drop that big brick, an attorney. I mean, got nothing to lose, right?
Well, that's a whole different ballgame.
You
know,
I'm
gotcha.
Thinking, though, I feel like...
Unless it's in writing, you know, you can't really do it. I mean, I have a friend who's an attorney. They said everything has to be in writing, and you can't just, they won't, like, harass them like that. It has to be in writing.
Then why don't you ask whoever says you're going to this place, why don't you ask them if they'll, because in the military, you can ask somebody, that order you gave me, I'd like it in writing. And why don't you tell them you'd like them to put it in writing that you as an unqualified employee are going to do this job? Or something to that effect.
Yeah. I'm going to write to the, her name's Courtney. She's the operations manager.
Yeah. I have a feeling
I'll write to her on Monday.
I think you'll be out of that that new position sooner than your head can, what do they say, swim?
International shout out to Suzanne from Scotland, who is a demanding Scottish person.
What's she saying?
Oh, she's mentioned a few times about getting that shout out.
Oh, boy. Okay.
You know what? bring me a bottle of single malt scotch, and then I'll make sure you get it immediately. Otherwise, you got to wait your turn, honey. Right, back to you guys.
All right. Well, Andrea, good luck. Jim's going to give you a card. But
thank
I think you. Need to
oh,
take
I am
a,
indeed.
You need to take a step here. Okay.
I will. I'll let you know. I'll do it on Monday. I'll let you know.
Yeah, please do.
Yes, and real quick.
Yeah.
This is a... I was totally wrapped up with a whole bunch of conversations, so I know nothing about what she said. Here is her card. Whatever you're thinking about, don't do it.
Hmm.
Now is not the fucking
time. Oh, I don't
time.
Think that relates for her at
I
all.
I don't know. I wasn't listening to your conversation.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking about quitting, and they're saying don't do it.
I don't think you should, personally,
yeah.
without a card reading. I don't think anybody should quit a job without having another one lined up. I think that's a bad move.
I know. I did that once. I did
unless
that once, and it got me into a whole bunch of crap.
Unless you really seriously feel your life's in danger, your health's in danger, or something like that, if you just don't like something that smells like poop, you can still work it until you get another job.
Yeah.
Or
I always have.
She doesn't know
I always,
how to
always
do
have.
This job. So I think she needs to talk to somebody.
Okay, well, talk, wing it, but keep that paper
I will.
Coming. Find something else. You know, that's my that is
well,
my
good luck
philosophy.
To you, and please get back to us, Andrea. And
I will.
Jim,
I'll let you know.
Giving you what seems like the final word on
what?
Norfolk. Norfolk.
Well, somebody else just told me already.
He's saying it sounds like Norfolk in Manchester.
Well, somebody else. Anyway, international shout out to
in Manchester. Yeah.
What did he say? No, she, the other chick said that, too.
Yeah.
And that's what I thought. Norfolk. In other words, the L's kind of silent.
Norfolk, yeah.
But a lot of people say you're supposed to say Norfolk. It's like, well, that sounds, yeah. That's what I thought.
So tell them what the military calls it here.
It's no-fuck.
Vagina.
No-fuck vagina, yeah. But anyway, that's what I thought. There's a lot of this debate all the time. People say, oh, the proper way is to say Norfolk.
And
Norfolk.
Portsmouth.
Don't even care about
that. Is spelled Portsmouth.
Yeah,
but it's Portsmouth. Here.
And we all say that properly, actually. Portsmouth.
Yeah, Portsmouth.
That one we do.
And Gloucester is spelled
there's two different ones.
Gloucester or something like that.
And there's also two different ones, Monticello and Monticello.
Oh, yeah.
But they are actually pronounced because one of them is this and one of them is that's the way I thought it was supposed to be pronounced, Norfolk, with the L almost always all the way silent. That makes sense.
No, Rachel said, I love you, Rachel.
Who's a shit eater? I just don't know. I don't know who that could be.
Well, you know what I noticed is people are very loyal to the country they hail from, okay?
But that is not, I don't know what that was meant. He's a shit eater.
Is that a tomato? No, it's a tomato.
What are we doing, Deb?
We're just goofing around.
No, I'm hitting the hour. We're hitting
right.
the hour.
Come on, we got to do a little more, don't we?
I just said we're okay. We're hitting the hour. I did. Okay, let's go to area code 860, which is Connecticut. You don't know
all
who
right.
this is.
Connecticut.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you so much. Lisa Marie from Connecticut.
Oh, Lisa Marie.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yes, how are you
doing? I recognize the area code.
Hi, thank you so much. I'm just wondering if you see anything good. I've got neighbors that are harassing the hell out of me and actually told my husband they wish that I would commit suicide, and they're trying to push me to commit suicide, and
oh
that's how bad it's been.
That is
the police
super
have been
odd. That's really very odd.
Why? What are you doing? Are you letting dogs bark all day and night? Or what are you doing?
I feed the birds and the ducks, and they don't like it.
Yeah.
I had their son in the street trying to run over my ducks with his bike, screaming, run them over, hit them.
What can you
They're
do?
They're very sick.
Yeah.
Are they
do
your
anything.
Ducks? Are they your ducks? Or are you
no,
just
no, they come. They're
there?
Wild ducks. Wild ducks have been coming for 24 years here.
Well,
I don't know if you can do anything.
It's against the law to kill just
yeah.
animals like that. So, you know what? If you see them doing it, make sure you film everything. Always have your phone and film it.
That's a horror.
I try
single day.
He actually bought me a body camera because I was on the next street over. His backyard faced the street, and he was giving me the finger and screaming at me.
Body camera or GoPro? Yeah.
I just want to know, is he going to shoot me or kill me? I'm just scared. I'm really scared.
No, I don't know that we can go down that road with the cards.
I can check for her safety.
Yeah, she can do the big picture of, well, you know what? If I thought that if I was feeding ducks that somebody was going to blow my brains out, I would at least temporarily stop. I could say that. I guarantee I would stop doing that.
I think she could file a report.
Well, eventually, but I would immediately stop that. The first thing I would do is stop doing that.
They've been coming for 24 years, and I'm pretty much a shut-in, and they would come anyway and wait. No matter what, they come all day. They just, it's like a park here for them.
Aww.
It would just,
yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah, they're so pissy.
I don't know why it's Connecticut, and they come back in January.
Yeah, and because the problem is that they always say a few apples spoil the bunch, but there's a lot of crappy ass apples out there, people, humans. That horrible people.
I gotta ask you something. Now, I know that there's been issues in your marriage. I remember we've talked, we've had readings. Privately.
Yep.
And I've got to ask you, did you actually hear these people say this, or is it hearsay from your husband?
He told the cops that, so I don't think he's lying.
Okay.
You were physically there when he spoke to the cops, and you actually heard him say that to the cops?
Yes.
But he still, I could lie to the cops, too, with you there.
Well, the thing is, under sure to come true, what I'm seeing here is, you know, this man within your life is not a, he's not a good man. Because he probably has some good in him. But for some reason, this man likes to antagonize you.
Yeah, he does.
But you should still do all the cameras and documentation and protect yourself. People nowadays, you don't know what they do for stuff.
I'm so scared I bought a body camera.
There's nothing wrong.
They have cameras on my yard, and every time I walk out the front door or the back door, they come out and start making gestures and saying horrid things to me. So I can't even walk out. I can't even go out to feed the ducks or walk my dog or just go out my house at all.
Well, what though? If they
do you have a fence up?
And if you have a camera, then you can call the cops. If you have a
there's
camera,
fences,
then you can show the cops the recording.
That's what I
they're
would
hired. Well, that's what I've got now. I've got that so that I will have something no matter what. I will turn it on. I turn it on every time I walk out the door now.
The question.
And that's smart.
Yeah. The only thing is, remember, there's usually repercussions. How do you say that word? Repercussions.
Repercussions. I mean,
yeah.
That's what sucked about the neighbor thing. You know, even though you did nothing wrong, somebody comes along, they start being assholes, and you know you got to try to protect yourself and document yourself. It's going to piss the jackwads off more, but you know you got to do what you got to do.
They have cameras. They have cameras posed on my property. They're pointed this way. And the police said they can do that. And I'm like, but every time I walk out my door, they come out too. This isn't right. And they said, we can't do anything about it. It's legal.
What's the deal with these people? Do they work? I mean, are they young? Are they old?
They're millennials, like 40-year-olds, and they built a deck 15 feet from my kitchen window. And they give me the finger, and I'm standing there making dinner, and they're giving me the finger like I'm watching them. And I'm not watching them. I'm making dinner because that's where my kitchen window is. And that's where my counter and my sink are. They're really sick.
American buddies.
Well, it would be a stroke of luck if they moved.
They'll never move.
Do they own
they're
the
not,
place?
They,
yeah.
They do. They're just not the kind of people who would even put the effort into moving. They've got a pool, you know. They're not going to go anywhere.
Oh, boy. Well, We're getting the suggestion.
A lot of stuff that you probably know is
things like get a no contact order, but it doesn't seem like they're
She wants to know. Well, she doesn't want what to do. What do you see for an outcome? Do you see anything, or what do you see for an outcome?
Are the police believing me? I don't feel like they're believing me because the guy did it to me 3 nights out of 4. It's like they've emboldened him to come after me. And after the police were here, I was coming home from my walk because I was scared to come home, and I called them and said he's harassing me on the other street because they said call us every time it happens. He was waiting for me in the street. I couldn't even get to my house.
I don't want to do this tonight for her.
No.
You just don't know. And a lot of times, and I've watched a lot of those Fear Thy Neighbor shows, bad neighbor things. A lot of times, the cops want to help you, but a lot of times their hands are tied by the local laws.
Well, like I got told once, there has to be bloodshed or we can't do
anything. Yeah, it's sad. I mean, all you can do is what you can do and make sure you have... The best thing to do is, if you can, it might be hard to do, is have another person with you at all times when you do these things.
That's hard, if you know.
I'm just saying, because the camera sometimes isn't good enough.
Do you have a gun?
No, oh, no, no.
Oh, God,
we're not talking.
I'm not going to jail for them.
No.
I'd shoot myself with a gun. I'm just not that kind of girl. I'd have an accident.
I was just seeing, in case they... do something.
No, I
did you see what I was typing earlier?
I'd shoot my own. I cut my own fingers when I'm chopping. I'd probably shoot my own foot.
You are very wise there not to go down that road. Thank you.
It was simply a question.
Yeah, it was a really scary question.
Well, Deborah, you see anything? Yeah. Deborah, do you see anything with my husband? Because things aren't too good with him.
That's what you started talking about.
I'm sorry, honey. I think that the best thing that... And I've told you this before. The best thing that could happen would be for the two of you to separate.
A nice, peaceful,
yeah,
a good type of separation. But those happen like 1 out of 100 times. But they do happen.
He exerts a lot of control over her.
Right. They do happen once in a while.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be peaceful.
Those two,
there you go. He wouldn't be.
The neighbors are, all right, here, I'm going to put this thing here. I'm really feeling that they are drug users. All right?
Yes, they are. They are.
Yeah.
Well, Charlie knows that. There you go.
And this is a fun game for them.
Yeah, some people that don't give a shit about their life and things going forward don't care about the things they do. You know, we're like the rest of us do.
And the thing is, you might have to wait a while, but karma always does her work.
And you might not even hear about it.
Might not.
The karma could take care of them and you don't even know about it. And they all go to jail, or somebody gets pissed off at their antics and beats the snot out of them. You know, that type of thing.
Yeah. And as for your husband, I don't know. I would hate to say that he enjoys upsetting you. This isn't right. It's a form of its own abuse, hon.
I feel like he does enjoy me getting upset. I really feel like he likes what they're doing to me, honestly.
Well,
yeah, and he might be instigating.
Yeah.
We don't know.
I think he may be instigating this, and I don't want to really stick my foot too far into this.
And that could be another whole different thing to talk about. And at what level? Somebody can instigate at a very minor level, you know. Instigate by not trying to protect you could be instigating too, right?
Well, and that's the thing. Remember, staying put also puts you at his mercy as far as a controlling husband.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and
it does.
I've had one. And if you ever reach the point where you start thinking your life isn't worth living because of him, you know, what you've got here, I think, is a super narcissist that you're with. And you have also a trauma bond that is dangerous. I think dangerous.
You've got to reach out to the people that can help you.
Are you in therapy, honey?
I can't find a doctor. They're all full. Pandemic made everybody need a doctor.
Well... You know, on the internet, there's a lot of, you can do a lot of therapists, psychologists, psychiatrists.
Yeah, and it's actually legitimate, and they will actually work with your insurance company.
Yes, and they'll document, you'll be able to do it from home.
And it's a lot of it is like Skype or software similar to Skype. So it's not like you're sending emails to each other. It's real therapy.
Okay. But in the area, they're all full.
Talk to your insurance company.
Well,
and
right.
When in doubt, you talk to the local shelters and stuff, too, and say, I need help.
No, I know some of my
I would do it.
Some of my clients use BetterHelp, and there's some others out right off the top of you could also try.
Teladoc's a big one, but you got to talk to
Teladoc.
Yep.
Yeah.
You
know,
some
of this is your husband wouldn't know.
He doesn't need to know about this.
Yeah,
anyway.
He doesn't. Be careful, honey. Be careful. Now you've got neighbors that seem to be in league with him. So do you have a lot of money or an inheritance? Is there something here? I'm just wondering if he's trying to
I'm going to get some money from the dog bite, and it's not even a quarter of what it was supposed to be. The judge was really mean to me.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I got a terrible judge who told me to shut up and have the surgery if I can't breathe and told me that my modeling days are over and it doesn't matter what you look like.
Wow.
I hate the court system.
Yeah.
I hate the court system. These judges think they're
Hitler. In any case, I'm scared. I'm going to get a little money and I'm really scared because he went and got, I get disability, and he went and got himself a card on my checking account without my knowledge. And I was shocked when I found out, and I thought, oh, my God, he's going to try to take this money.
Oh, absolutely. But when the time comes, you can get another secret bank account and have that money routed to it, and you don't know. You don't have to reveal
yep.
that.
You got to get some people.
God showed me that.
Do you have a women's organization there?
There should be lots of women's battered, and you might not think you're battered, but you should go to a battered women's organization.
Women's shelter, women's advocates.
Battered doesn't always have to be 50 cups. It can be emotional and controlled. Start talking about
it. Oh, it is. I know it is. Yeah.
You need to talk to those people.
The more think of them as being this big, nasty cockroach that is loving the darkness that you keep him in, because cockroaches move around a lot when, you know.
They like the lights out.
They do, but you flip that switch. I used to tell mine, hey, if something happens to me, everybody's going to know who did it. And the more you can put.
It's good to do. Yeah. Some guys are so snapped they don't care, but yes, talk to a local women's help group.
Okay, thank you.
First thing you should do immediately. I would do it now if you could. A lot of them are open 24/7. They have call centers. There's no reason not to wait. Unless the jackwad's there, then maybe you can make a chance to go out and make the call where he's
not. Sure. It would have to be when he's not here,
Yeah, or not here, or you're not allowed to go anywhere without him?
No.
What an asswipe.
No, that's
I wish she had some big brother to go there and beat his ass with a fucking baseball bat. But
his brother was just like
him. Never ball game.
The good thing I can tell you is I'm not seeing anybody doing anything, like doing you physical harm. At this point, it's psychological and emotional.
Which is really also just as bad, but you will be alive, is what she's saying. Yeah. But you got to take action.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you. You guys, thank you so much.
Lisa Marie, call us again when you can.
Absolutely.
But try not to take chances in front of him.
No, there's nothing to gain from
that.
There's nothing to gain from that. When the time is right, you make those calls and you do what they say because they know what to do because you're not the first person they've heard with in these situations. They are experts.
Thank you. I'm so glad you picked up for me tonight. Thank you guys so much for picking up for me tonight. God bless you both.
God bless you and good luck. Remember, when you call these organizations, trust them.
And they will help you.
You're not the first person that's been in this boat. You're not going to be the last.
Absolutely.
They will guide you and you should trust their guidance. All right?
Thank you. You're going
to
pull me a card, Jimbo?
What's that?
Pull me a card, Jimbo?
I don't want to give you a card from the Rebel cards because they're not.
No, don't give me a bad card. Thank you.
Yeah, well, and I just don't want to. I just don't think that these are appropriate because these are, you know what I'm saying.
I got it. Thank you.
Every other show,
I got enough trauma.
Well,
thank you.
Not really traumatic, but they're just not appropriate because you don't need to hear this crap. Even though it might be a good message, they say it in the bathroom. You don't need to hear that.
I don't. No, I don't. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You don't.
That
you don't.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you. No, I don't. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Well, and good luck to you. And
thank you,
you
guys. Thank you.
Follow through on getting help.
Yes.
Thank you.
They're going to document everything.
The moment you get a free time to make the call, because you can't stir up the pot, do it.
And they're going to be mandated reporters.
And you do exactly what if they say come down here now, you do what they say. Don't doubt them.
As mandated reporters, they're going to be obligated, well, and will certainly want to help you should anything end up in court.
And I just put her on mute. She still listens.
All right.
So, yeah. So I did not get crazy and do all that stuff. So, yeah, those kind of calls make you feel bad. But hopefully she acts and makes the call. That's all she gets. There's so many places out there. You know, it wasn't that long ago, maybe 30, 40 years ago, you could reach out and not find anybody to help you, but they're out there now. Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
they are. They are out there.
I had to go into hiding in our small hometown.
That was in the 80s.
It was.
Yeah,
same. It was in the mid-80s.
Yep.
And
now it's better.
The police told me, get this, they said,
yep,
your husband has quite an arsenal, doesn't he? And I said, yeah. I mean, he had a whole room full of weapons.
Nothing illegal about it.
So they said, you know what? You gather them all up and you bring them on down here and we will lock them up. And I'm thinking, what? They won't even come and get them? So you'll never guess who helped me, Jim Davern.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
But, you know, they can't because their hands are tied, too. You know, you got to remember, sometimes the police, their hands are tied.
Yeah, so I had to go into hiding while they prepared paperwork to get a restraining order on them and all this stuff. Yet he violated it right and left. He'd jump out of closets.
It's just a piece of paper.
When I came home from being out with friends. I mean.
They should have an organization out there of really bad ex-mafia guys. And then women can go to them and say, hey, the police aren't going to help me. Here's this guy. And they're like, you know what? We're going to go talk to him.
Oh.
And they would beat the living snot out of him with a pipe.
They would rough him up.
To the inches of his life and say, guess what, dude? You think you're a badass beating a woman around? If you even get within 50 feet of her again, we're going to pull your arms and legs off and beat you with them. That's what they need. It sucks. It's not legal. It's not human rights. But that's what those asswipes need. They don't care about the law.
I feel real heartsick.
I do. I do. And I'm pissed off.
Yeah.
I wish you had a whole bunch of older brothers that you could find.
You know,
and just bounce them off brick walls.
These abusers, they try to isolate you. They don't want you to be close to your family.
No.
They don't want you to have any friends.
No, because they're controlling and abusive, but they're also cowards at the same time because they don't want to have to deal with people on your side.
Well, and they do the psychological warfare with you.
Yeah.
Where they tell you, you want to go tell people, you'll end up floating down, remember?
Yep.
St. Louis River, you go ahead.
I wish there was a vigilante organization out there, off the books, off the charts, that women could go to that would help them.
Well, maybe
it'll
end up happening.
It'd be great. And they'd be like, you know what? We're going to pay him a visit.
There was
a whole bunch of guys that roll up, put a freaking pillowcase over his head, duct tape them together, take him outside and make him cry like a little infant baby for his life.
That would be a good movie.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it?
It'd just make him cry. So you know what? We're not going to kill you because that'd be too much fun. We're going to torture the living shit out of you unless you promise to never go near her again. And if you do, God have mercy on your soul.
Yep. And tell him he's under surveillance and you'll never.
We're watching you.
Like if it was military guys. Oh, my God. Remember that Marine? That got held up.
That was small potatoes, but yeah, that was a small. Oh yeah, it was a small example. Sweet.
So anyway, let's all send healing light and energy and protection.
Freaking asshole
to
guys like that.
And you know what? Real men do. Real men do feel that way.
Yeah, that's they need to get.
I mean, it's like beating up a child.
Even if he's a big giant Hulk guy, you know what? the biggest Hulk guys can't fight 20 guys. Just get a whole bunch of dudes up and say, oh, you're a big tough guy? How tough are you? We all got freaking lead pipes. Well, not lead. It's poisonous. We'll just get iron pipes and beat the snot out of you. We won't kill you, no. That would be too good for you. We'll get you really close to death. And then you can think about what you did.
And unfortunately, in the legal system, he'd have some leverage.
Yeah, but they would be no names. He would not know how to find them. And she would be like, I don't know who these guys are. I know nothing.
Especially if they wore masks. And
I know nothing. I don't know who they are. Yeah. And the cops would probably be like, we kind of don't really want to find them, you know?
This is a lady that I've known for quite some time, and my heart just hurts for her, you know, to live so scared, trying to just eat some ducks.
Right.
And what was the other thing? Ducks and...
It's just the random thing she's been doing forever until some jackwad neighbors come along.
There you go. Catherine says, take off their knees. Oh, and another good thing.
They always go for the joke.
My late husband used to say the cops, but in the day, would take a great big, you know, those big phone books. I don't even know if they make them anymore. But they said you beat a guy with that big, fat phone book. It doesn't leave any marks.
Well, yeah. I don't know, UK cops used to be famous for it, and the United States picked up on it because they made us a country. They called them blackjacks.
What is that?
It's a little bag filled with something that's going to hurt. I don't have a gun, but I go, whack, smack. It might be full of lead pellets or something like that. And you get hit by that, and it's literally like getting hit by an actual pipe. But it's in a bag, so I can swing it around. Oh, yeah.
Well, and we get tormented by somebody like her. I hate to even use the word husband on him. When you get tormented like that, it really changes you. They have said that they have done like MRIs on, you know, if you've ever had one, it's kind of not a nice experience with that.
You just can't be claustrophobic as all.
There are ways to combat that.
I'm just saying, if you don't care about being claustrophobic,
but they notice
you just
that
lay in there and try not to fall asleep.
They
don't want you to
notice
sleep.
That the brain of abused women or men or children is different than that of somebody who hasn't.
All right. I think we've got to put a
cap on it.
A period at the end of the show. Unfortunately, all good things must come to
an
end.
But hey, we'll be
tomorrow is another
day.
Yes, tomorrow is another day. And we got through a bunch of callers. We did pretty good considering really how many callers we had. We did our best. Our best of our best. Some people had to go. I know we can't hold forever. We apologize. And I'm not sure why you did that.
What does Anya Jim mean? I don't know.
So.
I don't know.
I don't know what the hell's going on here. Anyway, first of all.
Oh, watch out. I've heard that there is somebody out there using my Facebook.
You can create profiles that are almost identical, but not quite. And it wouldn't be D-E-B-R-A. That's not how she spells her name.
No.
And she doesn't send out friend requests unless you've totally ironed it out. So.
Wow. Leanne says, English cops are rubbish now. My mom was 5 feet and put a knife in him and it bent. Lucky for her.
Hmm.
Hi, Terry Sue.
Hey, international shout out to Terry Sue.
She just woke up.
Well, you know, sometimes we wake up in the middle of the night too a little
bit.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, we're rocking and we're rolling and we're rapping.
I kind of really need to end on that one because
it was pretty rough. Come on. What happened here? Holy shit! We got a weird thing going on.
Show. We will be broadcasting at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Yes, indeed.
And we hope that you'll be front and center. Take care.
True that.